Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me in praying day 6 of the Novena to Christ the King. The Solemnity of Christ the King is celebrated on November 20th, 2022. So the Novena goes from November 11th to November 19th. Today, as I mentioned, we pray day 19th. And the intention for day 6 is: may governments respect the consciences of all healthcare workers. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King, the beginning and the end of all things, you have made your church to be a people that bears witness to the goodness and beauty of your kingdom. By your Holy Spirit, you have united us as one body, called to live as one family of God. Fill our hearts with your grace, that we would be close to you by being close to the vulnerable and marginalized. Give us the patience to share one another's burdens, and give us the courage to always be friends of the truth. May we remain with you always. Amen. Now let us pray a prayer for protection of conscious rights in healthcare. Father, in Jesus our Lord, we praise and thank you for your most precious gift of human life and for forming us in your divine image. Help us, the dwelling place of your most Holy Spirit, ever healthy in body and soul. Jesus, divine healer, pour your grace upon all those afflicted with illness or disease. Protect from all harm those who are vulnerable due to sickness, suffering, frailty, poverty, or age, whether elderly or unborn. Holy Spirit, touch the hearts of all who serve human life in medicine and science, so they will protect the dignity of each person from conception to natural death, and remain faithful advocates of all entrusted to their care. Grant those who are called to serve as healthcare providers renewed conviction in their ministry and increased wisdom to treat the whole person and not merely the illness. Protect the rights of healthcare providers to serve their patients without being forced to violate their moral and religious convictions. Guard them against discrimination that they might be free to follow you faithfully while fulfilling their professional duties. Grant our lawmakers the wisdom and courage to uphold conscious rights for those called to the ministry of healing, and help them resist the pressure to become collaborators in the culture of death. Give us strength to be bold and joyful witnesses to the truth that every human life is sacred. In your goodness, guard our freedom to live out our faith and to follow you in all that we do. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you again for joining me in praying day 6 of the Novena to Christ the King, as well as praying the prayer for protection of conscious rights in healthcare. Have a blessed day. God bless.